Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Siri. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I'm going to demonstrate an app to assist you with life. It is called Siri, S-I-R-I. It is available for the iPhone. I'm not really sure about the Android.
Page 2 of 3. Siri.
So let's see how this works.
Siri.
What it allows you... It's sort of randomly speaking things on the screen. What it allows you to do is basically you can either speak or type in certain requests, and you give it your location when you sign up if you allow it to use your location. Otherwise, it's not going to work very well because it specializes in things that are in your area and allows you to do things that are based in there, like looking for businesses, checking on the weather forecast, searching for restaurants. I guess that counts under businesses. But and if you get really snazzy with it, you can even book airline flights and buy concert tickets and other things like that. I'm really not that in-depth into using it. Locations aside, it will allow you, apparently, to post things to Twitter. I haven't been able to get that to work yet. And it will also allow you to visit websites. You can speak in the URL you want to go to. It will let it go there. And it will allow you to set personal reminders for things that you need to do during the day. So let's just demonstrate a couple of different things. You can either type in your request or speak your request. And I'm going to show you the dock of the application.
Tap it. Button. Tap it. Button.
Comment about the interface real quick before I do that, actually. It comes up with like a list of examples and things just on the main screen. And in order to get to what you'll really need to use, you need to get to the bottom. So the bottom two rows of the screen are what you want around the home button. So you've got
tap it, but say it, button.
You can either type it or say it.
Start over, button.
You can start over if it's not working out for you. You need to do it again.
My stuff, button.
You can look at what you've saved.
Help, button.
You can get help on how to do everything in here.
Feedback, button.
Provide feedback.
Recent, button.
Look at your recent history. And that's about it. So I'm going to tap.
Say it. Button.
I'm going to say it. Weather on Monday.
Tap your window. Button. Without pausing.
And it will filter out voiceover. And it has to think a little bit about what it's doing.
Question mark.
It didn't understand it. It has a question mark there. So I'm going to try it again.
Say it again. Button.
Weather on Monday.
Dimp. Button. What can I help you with? What on Monday? Okay. Here are some events near your current location in.
It thought I said what on Monday, so it's giving me a list of events that are in my current location.
Raleigh, Monday. Events. Most popular. Concerts and live music. Theater and performing arts. Community and local events. Nightlife and singles events.
Okay, I'm going to try doing what I originally was trying to do.
Recent. Button. Say it. Button. Say it. Button.
Weather on Monday.
Speak now. Thinking. What can I help you with? Oh, Monday. Raleigh. NC. HMMM. Not so nice near. Weather on day. 8. Raleigh. 27,603. You might want to get out your umbrella.
I think it thought I said weather on day, so of course it's looking at today's weather, which actually we're having a storm right now. So no, it's not so nice here. But I actually said Monday, and I've used that. Let's just say it again.
Say it. Button.
Weather on Tuesday.
No. What can I help you with? Weather on day.
It's not getting it for some reason.
And wear a raincoat if you are going to be near. Raleigh. And 27,006. Period. Tuesday.
Oh, it did. It did. It did find Tuesday. Woohoo.
May 17th. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 70s. 73 degree sign. High. 56 degree sign. Low.
And on and on. Now I'm going to search for something else.
Mostly 40. Mostly. Say it. Button. Say it, button. Say it, button.
Italian restaurants near here.
Thinking. What can I help you with? Weather. With 20 seconds. Period. Restaurants. By location. Rating. Map all.
You can look at the map.
Restaurants. A few within walking distance. Restaurants. Italian.
And it said it found Italian restaurants.
Restaurant. Map all. By location. Hacienda restaurant. Raleigh. See, call.
And it gives you the location, how far it is from you, and the ability to call it right there from the app.
Pizza Hut. Molly, zero, call.
And now let's do one more thing, and then this tip will be Data, over with. Button. And Rodney's saying, thank God, because the iPhone is just blasting his eardrums. We're going to say one more thing. Remind me to call Rodney in 2 minutes.
Thinking. What can I help you with? Restaurants. 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 Remind me to call Rodney in 2 minutes. Saturday at. Saturday. When? Text. Alert me.
Email. I got kind of toward the bottom of the screen.
What can I help you with? What can I ask? What on Monday? Okay. Event. Near your current event. Okay. Here are some. Events.
Well, see, it's going down my recents, which is kind of irritating.
Oh, near your current location in Raleigh. Page 2 of 5. 27,603. Italian restaurants. Page 3. Page 5 of cancel. Repeat. No, 516. Repeat. None. Page 4 of 5.
So your recents are all displayed, things that you've been doing, you've tried since you opened the app, and somehow I got to the beginning, so I'm having to go down to the bottom beyond the list of restaurants to where my reminder is so that I can save it.
Remind me to call Rodney in 2 minutes. Okay. Please confirm below. Call Rodney's. Alert me. When? Alert me. Email me. Alert me.
You can either have it email you alert or alert you. And I'll have it alert me.
When? Text. Call Rodney. Monday.
Oh.
Tap it. Button. Page 5 of 5. Cancel. Repeat. No. 5:16 p.m. 5:16 p.m. Select at 5:16 p.m. Pop-up button. Repeat. None. At Saturday, May 14th. At 5. Repeat. None. Cancel. Save. Okay. Just a second. Done. I alert. Siri. Call Rodney.
And that was 2 minutes since I started to enter this, and the reminder just came up. I haven't yet figured out how to adjust the date and time. I mean, what if I say 5:16 p.m., but I really want 5:20 p.m. the time, actually, after it's all said and done. Haven't figured out how to quite get that to work yet. But that is Siri.
Call Rodney. Close. Button.
And that's a very nice feature of the app, the ability to schedule certain reminders, although I haven't been able to figure out, like I said, how to modify the dates and times when you confirm them. Those are a few of the things that Siri does. As you see, I was doing the easy thing and trying to speak everything, and it was working for the most part, but it has its little vagaries, like anything using voice recognition. Still, it was sort of fun. It's like Google and Dragon combined in a certain sort of way, and very easy to play with and simple to use. So thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.